With the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan winding down, President Obama made a rare visit to the Pentagon today to spell out his vision of the military in the years ahead. Driven by the push to cut Pentagon spending by at least $450 billion over the next decade. With Defense Secretary Leon Panetta and generals standing beside him, President Obama said the U.S. was once more at a moment of transition and it needs a new set of military priorities.
Over the past 10 years, since 9/11, our defense budget grew at an extraordinary pace. Over the next 10 years, the growth in the defense budget will slow, but the fact of the matter is this: it will still grow because we have global responsibilities that demand our leadership. In fact, the defense budget will still be larger than it was toward the end of the Bush administration. And I firmly believe, and I think the American people understand, that we can keep our military strong and our nation secure with a defense budget that continues to be larger than roughly the next 10 countries combined.
There were a few details today, but news reports have said that the U.S. military will be smaller, fewer ground troops, with more new Air Force and Navy planes and ships focused on bolstering an American presence in Asia. But probably one of the most provocative theories that was floated in early reports was that the U.S. would only fight one war at a time. Now, there were reports today that the president would back away from that strategy of not being able to fight two wars at once. And Martin Dempsey, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, directly brought this up when he said to reporters, look, what you really want to know, will we be able to confront more than one enemy and defeat them? Yes, we will. We're going to have more from today's press conference at the Pentagon. But first, let's get the view from Pakistan. Perhaps Pakistan got a glimpse of the new military approach from the U.S. in that surprise raid that killed Osama bin Laden, only about two dozen special forces in two helicopters. And then, of course, there are the drone strikes being used in Pakistan to kill insurgents, but quite often they kill civilians as well. Adil Najim is an expert on political and environmental policy and vice chancellor of Lahore University of Management Sciences, founding editor of the blog Pakistania, All Things Pakistan. He happens to be in the Boston area, so welcome back, Adil.
Thank you. Good to be back.
And we remind people that you were briefly at Boston University and have gone back to Pakistan.
Actually, I was there for a long time. Okay. 20 years in Boston, yes.
Long time. Yes, that is a long time.
And a wonderful time,
I should say. But back in Pakistan with your family, we want to know how it feels and smells on the ground there. But just your thoughts and perhaps the thoughts of Pakistanis as we hear this sense of a new, leaner military being sort of unfolded to the American people. As we said, Pakistanis may already know a little bit about this.
I think they do, though. Although if the new U.S. military is leaner and new, Pakistan might welcome that, because the not lean and the old military wasn't very popular in Pakistan, and Pakistan has had to pay heavily for that, including, as you mentioned, the drones. But most importantly, recently, the attack on a Pakistan military camp that killed 24 Pakistan soldiers by the U.S. military. So in that sense, if it is lean, I don't think it will be unwelcome in Pakistan in that sense. But the relationship, the military relationship, has been lean for a while, and that Pakistan recognizes.
We should say, you mentioned this attack that killed 24, a NATO and U.S. Special Forces operation. A U.S. report found fault with NATO's command chain, but also acknowledged mistakes have been made all around. Senior Pakistani officials insist there were no mistakes on their side. Some even accused the U.S. of deliberately striking border posts. But this is part of, you say that the heavier military was the drones. I think Americans are thinking of this use of drones as part of the leaner military.
Because
this doesn't involve U.S. troops. And this seems to be the direction that the U.S. is going in.
I think you have a point there. But, you know, it's the leanness of the military looks different from which side of the bayonet you're looking at from.
Drones feel heavy if you're on the Pakistan side.
From the Pakistani side, it's how many shots are being fired into Pakistan.
But can you understand the criticism on the U.S. side? It has long been felt that the Pakistani military, the government, has not been helping the U.S.
Understand the U.S. criticism, and I think many Pakistanis do. They wonder if the U.S. side understands the Pakistan criticism. It's a relationship that the magic has been out of that relationship for a long, long time, and it's probably at its absolute worst ever right now, the U.S.-Pakistan relationship. And it's not just a military relationship. But the entire relationship, U.S.-Pakistan relations, are about as bad as they have ever been. My own sense is they're about to get worse in this coming year.
What does that mean? What do you picture that? How does that look?
It doesn't look pretty. It doesn't look pretty, but it's going to get worse, I think, for three reasons. One is it's a U.S. election year. And that means the rhetoric on all international affairs will become more nationalistic, especially on Pakistan, which is an easier target to beat. It's going to be a year of government change in Pakistan, and the anti-US sentiment is going to be much more in the public, particularly because as the campaign season gets underway there, which it already is. And finally, there are geopolitical events that are going to put a lot of pressure to make this relationship worse. First and foremost is Afghanistan and the U.S. attempt to get out of Afghanistan. Second would be Iran, which has been simmering but is coming to a boil and is going to have impact on both Pakistan and the U.S. And the third, even the financial crisis in Europe, and that you're seeing with the NATO intervention in Afghanistan. So for all those reasons, it's a relationship that's bad. I think it's about to get worse. I hope it will eventually get better and more honest in that process.
We're talking to Adil Najam, a Pakistani expert. He's vice chancellor of Lahore University. And he's talking to us sort of a jumping off point being today's kind of turned into a press conference at the Pentagon with General Dempsey, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually taking a question about Iran. He was asked, you know, what about Iran as the U.S. is today laying out this sort of leaner, meaner military? He said, well, what message do you think you're sending to Iran? And he said, we're sending the message to Iran, they better not get a nuclear weapon. But, you know, there's tensions on all sides. You're smiling.
One of the points you mentioned right in front is one of the takeouts from this press conference seems to be we'll fight one war at a time. And as an international relations professor, I smile because you don't choose the wars you fight. The war chooses you.
Yeah.
There's Iran, there's Afghanistan. Who is the enemy? Unfortunately, I think many Americans now view Pakistan as the enemy, the one country that you've been fighting with. And a lot of, you know, the distinction between enemy and friend has gone away in this region.
Yeah, the drone strikes are in Pakistan, but Pakistan is an ally.
Right, right.
Well, but you say, and I just want to have this last thought from you, that relations are going to get worse, but you've told us you think that might be a good thing. Why?
You know, I think bad relations are only bad. But honest relations, even when they are tough, are good. So what I hope out of this might come, there's a possibility, I don't think there's a probability, is that both countries bring a little more honesty. They don't promise things they can't deliver. Pakistan has been doing a lot of that. The U.S. has been doing a lot of that. So if out of this we get a relationship that is less ambitious, more honest, and in some ways even more transactional, each side knows what it wants from the other and each side knows what it can deliver, Then we might be both better off.
And when you say that it's going to get worse, just when I said, how does that look? Give us a specific as to what you see if it gets worse.
I think the rhetoric, the anti-Pakistan rhetoric in the U.S. is going to increase this year. I think the anti-U.S. rhetoric is going to increase in Pakistan this year. And that's one way it's going to be worse. I think the military-to-military tension is going to increase. It's not got to do with Pakistan unreliability or U.S. unreliability. It's got mostly to do with trying to get out of Afghanistan and in someone else's sort of neighborhood, and that's going to put the pressure.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it's just rhetoric. Adil Najam, expert on political and environmental policy, vice chancellor of Lahore University, and founding editor of the blog Pakistania, All Things Pakistan. All best wishes to you and your family as you go back. Thank you so much.